Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper and also online, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Rainy morning today.
Once again, heavy rain here in Sharon. It'll be out of here within 20-25 minutes, but I just haven't seen this long, prolonged period of rain and thunderstorms like we've had. Just amazing.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's getting kind of... Well, they got mushy
most.
Out there.
They got most of the car show in though yesterday without a problem.
It did. It was. It really was a nice. And as Danny Jacobs said, just it was great to see the cars, but it was great, even greater to see all the people. Nice crowd. It was a little overcast, so it was not really hot. On some of the years we've been there, it's really been hot. So it was very pleasant and a good turnout. This year, as you know, the proceeds were going to the FFA, so the kids are going to benefit greatly by, they're hoping to set up a scholarship and to buy some ag ed equipment, so it was a great event.
My brother had his car on display there. He's got an old Dodge Charger, so he had that there on display.
Sorry I missed him. But yes, the new thing now, not the new thing, I'm not up on cars and things, but rat rods.
Oh, yeah,
an rat interesting rods. Thing. I had a nice chat with a fellow who put together all his stuff out of junk, practically. So.
Well, it was actually a pretty busy weekend, both Saturday and Sunday in Falls Village.
Yeah, very busy. Saturday was the craft fair at the library and the tag sale for the library at the Children's Theater. So, yes, I spent a lot of time in Falls Village this weekend, very pleasantly. And we'll be there again tonight. There's the doubleheader, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen will be meeting there tonight. But before that is Salisbury Board of Selectmen. It's a little goofy because of the holiday and all, July 4th. So the schedule is a little bit wonky, but those are the two meetings tonight. And normally Canaan Board of Selectmen would be tonight, but it has been put back until tomorrow night. So.
And of course, Railroad Day starts this week.
It does. And as we were saying, I'm going to miss you on the bandstand, but the parade, the fireworks, it's all going off hopefully as planned. And nice again to have that back again. Northwest Corner is opening up, Marshall.
We can find it with Crescendo. Sharon Playhouse had two sold-out shows in a row, and now
mm-hmm.
they've got
The concerts are coming back, if the rain ever stopped.
In Canaan, the VFW, they can do it rain or shine because they have the inside. And also mm-hmm. at the Sharon now, because they do it down at the ball field, as long as it's not a terrible thunderstorm, they're covered there as well. So.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Some of the storms have been really a little bit strong. So.
But the Northwest Corner is reawaking, and there are things going on now, which is nice.
It is great. And I am going around covering, it's that time of year, political stuff, talking to incumbent first selectmen to see if they're running again. And so far, I've talked to Gordon Ridgway. He will be seeking his 16th term, 32 years. 30 years he's been in. It'll be 32 if he wins again. And he's one of the longest serving in the state. It's amazing. And Henry Todd will also be seeking his third term in Falls Village. So stay tuned because I'll be talking to the other guys in the upcoming week or two. So. And caucuses are next week, so we'll start seeing some political action here.
Well, in your story, it's great you pointed out that when Gordon was first elected there were three young guns back then.
Oh, it's so funny when I think about it. I think I just started covering it, and there were these three young guys, and here they are 30 years later, and Gordon's still there.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's a great thing about small towns. It really is.
It really is. And I also yesterday stopped in at the Falls Village Cafe. You've got to see this transformation from the old town hall into this cafe. It's amazing, just amazing. And they officially opened. They opened yesterday for the day, and then they will be opening again in a few weeks officially. So I would urge people to go take a look. You just will not believe what they have done to that building.
So. Well, that's great that Falls Village has not only the Bunny Williams thing, they've got that now. They've got the inn. There's a lot going on.
It's amazing. It really is for the second smallest town in the state.
And it all started with the Center on Main, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
When they got that open. So.
Yeah, and it's busy.
Yep.
You're busy there. That tag sale was great. So.
All right.
So lots going on. Marshall, good luck with all your medical stuff.
Well, I'll speak to you next Monday because after we speak next Monday is when I go down for the big thing. So.
Okay. Well, you're in our thoughts. Take care.
Okay, Ruth. Have a good week.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.